Culture Point Counterpoint. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. With me, as always, Alex James Boyer.
That is me, Mr. Richard Bowser.
Sure is. All right, so I don't know what music we're going to use to intro with. I didn't come up with any, so enjoy the tunes, whatever they happen to be.
Yeah.
This is a bonus episode.
Bonus episode, Alex. All right.
Yeah, that's it. Bonus episode.
That's the music right there.
That's the music. So, what is this bonus episode with Alex?
This bonus episode is IMDb Movie Game. Well, not the movie, IMDb.
No, not IMDb.
It's coming attractions.
Yeah, not IMDb.
I said the wrong thing.
Yeah, let me throw a piece of paper. No, what this is we played this a couple times back in the day. And
yeah.
We had a fun time with it. Now, here's the thing.
I think so.
A lot of role-playing and things like that. We've kind of developed a little bit of how to do some improv-type stuff.
Though
you know?
We are by no means good at it.
We're not comedians, no. But the point is that I think that...
and improv are kind of separate things.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think that I know enough about movies. I think you know enough about movies. And I think probably our audience knows enough about movies. It's where you hear a title and you find out who's in that movie, and you kind of start to form what the movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you get a little bit. Like, you hear, oh, Blended, starring Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. All right, it's a rom-com where they both have families, and the families get blended together. Ooh!
Ooh.
Maybe you miss out on big portions of it, but you kind of get an idea just based on that of what it's going
to
be.
Yes,
right?
He's coming to dinner. Steve Harvey and who's the other guy in that? What's his name?
Okay, this is racist. Blatantly racist, Alex.
How is that racist?
Because it's Bernie Mac.
It was?
Are you talking about the remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Or are you talking about the original with Sidney Poitier?
No, I was talking about the remake.
The remake, which is just called Guess Who, starring Bernie Mac.
It was
and
Bernie Mac?
Ashton Kutcher.
I knew it was Ashton Kutcher. I just couldn't remember his name.
Well, are you trying to say that Steve Harvey and Bernie Mac look the same?
No, they look very different. I just didn't know who was in it because I couldn't remember.
You said Bernie Mac.
You said Steve Harvey.
I said Bernie Mac, you fucking racist. Anyways, moving on. So the point is that...
I'm sorry, Chris. All white guys look the same.
You got a point. Ashton Kutcher and that guy from Coldplay look exactly the same. So what we did... In the past, what we had done is we said, okay, 2015, I'm going to take March. Alex is going to take April. But this time, we didn't really put the parameters on it. We just kind of ran with it.
Yeah, we kind of forgot.
When you go far enough, comingattractions.net, is it comingsoon.net?
Comingsoon.net
is a great way to do this. What they do is they give you, like, who's attached now for films that are coming out in the next year or so. We haven't seen trailers for these.
Nope.
We haven't read scripts. They're not in the news. It's kind of maybe smaller films. Previously, we had done Monuments Men.
Mm-hmm.
Free...
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Too many characters, not enough time with each character. I could spend more time with John Goodman, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you can always spend more time with John Goodman.
Good point. We did Free Birds. Like, I don't know how many we've gotten right.
Yeah.
But I think what
Very few.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is we won't necessarily rate it on... Or this is a game, but it's not one you could really win or lose. It's kind of just a fun game.
The points are made up and nothing matters.
Exactly. That's exactly
Everything's made up and the points don't matter. That's what it is.
So, would you like to start? Would you like me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a movie that already came out.
Oh, hold on. Before we actually start. So... The game, you give a title, you can give a release date if you want, it's up to you.
Actors, director,
and then you have the plot synopsis there, but you don't give it to me.
Nope.
You're going to give me who's in it, give me the title, and then I will go from there.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to softball you this one. It already came out.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure nobody has heard of it.
Alrighty.
Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
I've actually read the plot synopsis of this.
So never mind then.
On. Yeah, I actually, it came up on my IMDb a couple of days ago. I saw that Kirk Cameron, best known from Family Ties, he plays himself, who is trying to give a guy who doesn't believe in the power of Christ during Christmas.
His brother.
The power of Christ during Christmas.
That's the tagline. Putting the Christ back in Christmas.
Yeah. The thing with Kirk Cameron, and one of the reasons why I hate him so much, is because he is pandering, much like Tyler Perry, to black people. He's pandering to the Christian community, making Christian-based films. I do that in quotes. This is a Christian film for Christian people. And then all the churches are like, you need to go see Fireproof. It's about good Christian people doing good Christian things. And that's how he makes his money. So I don't like that.
He's also a big creationist guy.
Yeah, well, he is a...
The world's only been around for 6,000 years, Chris.
I'm not here to do hot political talk or whatever it is with you, Alex. I just know that I don't much care for any movie like that that panders to a certain group of people.
Yeah, that's why I figured you wouldn't know anything about it.
Unfortunately, you got to know what you hate.
Yep.
So I do know that. Sorry to take the wind out of your sails. How about if I do one?
Okay, well, I had another one loaded up, but go ahead.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
All right. Coming out actually in a couple of days. Murder of a Cat.
Murder of a Cat.
Yes.
Okay.
It is starring Nikki Reed.
Nikki Reed. I don't know who that is.
Greg Kinnear.
Oh, I know who Greg Kinnear is.
Blythe Danner.
Okay.
Fran Kranz.
I don't know who that
is. And our old friend J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons?
Yep.
I love everything that guy does. All right. Death of a Cat.
Death of a Cat. Or Murder of a Cat.
Murder of a Cat. Okay. Yes. So, Murder of a Cat. Okay. Give me the first name again.
The first name? First actor?
Yeah.
Nikki Reed.
Nikki Reed. I don't know who that is. Give me the other one that I
Greg know. Kinnear Greg and Kinnear. J.K. Simmons.
Okay. Greg Kinnear. I'm writing that down so I don't forget it. I'm also going to write down J.K. Simmons. Those are the two I'm going to focus on.
Okay.
Those are the two that I know. Therefore, I think those are probably the two biggest names in this.
I will give you one extra hint.
Okay.
It is a male protagonist.
Okay. So, the male protagonist is Greg Kinnear.
Okay.
Okay. This is a... Ooh, I got this. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I got one for this. This is a movie based around a screenplay. Much like Seven Psychopaths.
Ooh.
All right? Did you see Seven Psychopaths?
I love that movie.
I thought it was pretty good, but I thought it lost it near the end. Moving on. I'm rolling.
Okay, roll.
Okay, so rolling. Greg Kinnear is writing a play, a movie about the murder of said cat that is in this. Now, I'm assuming we're going to have to use various trained cats they will have to use various trained cats and puppets in order to have the cat come out. I'm seeing this as a black comedy and not like a Madea black comedy, but like a dark comedy.
Yeah, I think that's the new term.
Yeah. This is a dark comedy. And what it is he is writing it about the death of his cat and the murder mystery that happened afterwards. Now, as it turns out, the cat was a total fucking asshole. And nobody liked this cat in this entire neighborhood. He would leave dead mice on other people's doorsteps. He would walk around acting like he'd be out there in the middle of the night fucking singing the Alley Cat Blues. You know what I'm saying? And everybody in this neighborhood fucking hated this asshole cat. So then J.K. Simmons and all the other names you said, because I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. But J.K. Simmons is the leader of the neighborhood murder association, essentially.
Watch?
The neighborhood cat murder association is what we'll call it.
So we're going a little whimsical now.
Yeah, well, no, that's not actually what it's called, but what it is it's a group of people who have all decided, like, they got together and they don't invite Greg Kinnear because it's his cat. They'll get together and they're like, we fucking talked about this guy and his fucking asshole cat.
So it's a horrible bosses type thing.
Sort of. And we gotta fucking figure some shit out. Right? And they all take their separate roles on what they're going to do, and they all have their own alibis for each other, right? Because it's an animal cruelty case. So, what it is they kidnap the cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that they're going to ransom the cat to the guy, but the cat's already dead. They threw the cat into a river immediately. But they're leading him to believe that this is a ransom case for his cat. But he's like, oh no, he's trying to communicate with them. He offers up the money that they're doing. They're like, we need $40,000. And he's like, here's the money, just let my cat go. And they're like, fuck! Like, now what are we going to do? No, another $30,000. He's like, here you go! They're like, shit, I don't know what to do. And it's based around Greg Kinnear's cat. But then, third act, Alex, we find out. That's when we find out it's a screenplay. And the whole thing is made up. And then we actually meet the characters, and they're all really nice people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who aren't actually doing this thing. And he has to explain to them, because the movie's been made, he has to explain to them why they're all being portrayed in this manner. Because he actually uses, like, oh no, his name is John Maynor, not Jim Maynor. But see, here's the great thing about film. We'll actually have J.K. Simmons, who's in this alternate reality, but he'll be playing both versions.
Oh.
So you look on screen, and it's J.K. Simmons watching J.K. Simmons, even though it's not actually him, it's somebody playing him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, he's like, that guy looks just like me. And, you know, it's like a nod to it and stuff. Yeah. So anyways, that's Death of a Cat.
It's completely wrong.
Well, but
it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah. The actual plot summary for Death of the Cat is, of a cat, is Clinton Moisey is a iconoclastic, which means somebody who likes to buck the system, go against, iconoclastic artisan action figure designer who still lives in his mom's basement and is, by the standards of the world, a full-blown loser. But Clinton doesn't have time to care about what others think of him. He's too busy running a yard sale where he promotes his hard-boiled detective toy line with his pet cat and best friend Mauser. When Clinton wakes up one morning to find Mauser impaled by a crossbow arrow...
I'm going to say it's J.K. Simmons.
He is devastated, realizing that the local sheriff, probably J.K. Simmons, is only interested in flirting with his mom. Clinton sets off on his own to find out who killed Mauser and why. As Clinton delves deeper into the case, he encounters a free-spirited weed dealer and part-time hairstylist to the elderly, a squeaky clean Korean store clerk with a dark side, a local celebrity on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and ultimately uncovering a town-wide conspiracy far greater than he ever imagined. The comedic Murder of a Cat is a modern-day film noir set in the mundane world of the suburbs. Okay. So there's a murder conspiracy about a cat. But that's about it.
I was kind of close.
Yeah.
If you were going to give me a scale of 1 to 10, that would be like a 3, right? I got part of the plot.
Maybe even a 3.5.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Not bad. I think mine's a little bit more... That's like a quirkity, you know? It sounds like a quirky film. Let me go ahead and say, I know that a lot of people might think that if you design action figures, you're probably not like a cool guy. But if you're actually out there designing action figures, you probably make a good living.
Probably. That just doesn't mean you're a winner at life. Doesn't mean your success.
I think that's a good end goal for some people.
Who knows if... Well, if you're designing them and they're getting made.
Okay.
I think it sounds like he's just designing them in his basement.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is a good one, Alex.
What is it?
This is called Hail Caesar, or Kaiser.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do it. Hail Kaiser. It is a Coen Brothers film.
Oh.
Directed by the Coen Brothers. It is due out in 2016.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney, Josh Brolin, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, Tilda Swinton, and Ralph Fiennes.
Okay.
How's that for a fucking cast?
That's a pretty good cast.
Being put out by Universal Pictures.
I'm going to say, honestly, George Clooney, not a surprise in a Coen Brothers film.
I would say any of these people, not really a surprise in a Coen Brothers film. They're like one of the biggest...
Well, I mean, the Coens love making.
They love George Clooney. Yeah, but I mean, as Tilda Swinton too. She's in half the shit that they do. Like, but anyways,
Hail Caesar,
or Kaiser, however you want to look at it.
How is it pronounced? How is it spelled?
It's Caesar, but the traditional pronunciation is Kaiser.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, news to me.
Well, that's in Fallout 3 New Vegas, at least. I don't know.
Oh, probably not then.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. All right. A man, George Clooney.
So far you're on the right track.
Yes.
Okay.
A man, George Clooney, likely, has suffered brain damage and now thinks that he is Gaius Julius Caesar.
Ah, I like it.
He is now seeing everything in his daily life, something more like the number 23. He sees everything listing, showing... Like, conspiracy theory that this happened in my life recently. That happened with Caesar in a similar way. Oh my god, I am Caesar! So, he always had the knowledge in his brain that he was Julius Caesar, but it took the injury to bring it out and bring it forth that he was the reincarnation of Julius Caesar.
Okay.
Everybody in his life becomes fantasified versions of his friends. Like, say, Channing Tatum is Mark Anthony.
Oh, yeah. I like it, yeah.
And they are all, they're both fighting for Tilda Swinton, who is also Cleopatra.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. And we'll say Jonah is Brutus Hill. Jonah Hill is Brutus.
Jonah Hill is Brutus?
Yep.
Fat little Brutus.
Yep, who did the final stabbing in the groin. So his entire life now becomes a twist. We'll see him interacting in regular day scenarios, everyday things. But then the world will shift, thanks to the magic of movie magic, and turn into ye olde Roman times. Mm. Whereas the actual actors are now in dress, they're in togas, and all the situations are playing out thusly. So it's basically a movie about a man who has a psychotic episode and thinks he's Caesar. All his friends are trying to help him to get him through it, but that just makes it worse because they're spending more time around him and causing more drama.
So you would say this is a comedy?
I would say it's a comedy.
All right. You couldn't be further from the right side of this.
Okay. I still like mine.
Yeah, no, yours sounds fun. But,
wait, did the Coen brothers make a serious movie?
No, this is a comedy.
Okay.
Tells the comedic tale of Eddie Mannix, a fixer who worked for the Hollywood studios in the 1950s. The story finds him at work when a star mysteriously disappears in the middle of filming.
Hmm.
And this was due out in 2016, so that's all we got on it so far.
Yeah. Well, it still sounds like a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
I want to see mine, though.
I do. Yeah, yours sounds pretty fun. All right, what else you got?
All right, let's see. Let's go with the one that has the best name out of all of them so far.
Okay.
Get Hard.
Get Hard, okay.
Coming out in late March 2015.
Get Hard.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a solid R rating.
Okay.
It stars Will Ferrell, Craig T. Nelson. Kevin Hart.
Coach?
Kevin Hart. Tip T.I. Harris.
Who?
T.I., the rapper.
Oh, Ty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Allison Brie.
Allison Brie. She's a porn star, isn't she?
No. You're thinking of somebody else.
Okay.
Could be Brie, but I believe it's Brie.
So we got Will Ferrell
mm-hmm.
and Craig T. Nelson
mm-hmm.
as the two top billed. Okay.
Well, not necessarily top billed, but just in order of how they have them listed here.
Hmm.
Then Kevin Hart.
I don't know. Okay. I'll just stick with the top two for now.
Okay.
Hmm.
It's directed by Ethan Coen.
One of the Coen brothers?
Apparently. I didn't notice that before.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of lost on what this is. Let's see. There's several ways I can go with this. When I first heard Get Hard, I was like, sequel to Pain and Gain.
How could they make a sequel of that?
That's, yeah, I know. I don't think it'd be super possible. But then I was like, ooh, a threequel to Get Shorty, Be Cool, Get Hard.
Never seen Get Shorty, well, at least that I remember. But I remember seeing Be Cool. I enjoyed it.
It's a pretty terrible film.
Yeah.
Get Shorty was better. But so I was like, ooh, a threequel. But then John Travolta's not in it or, you know, the Rock isn't in it.
No.
So. Okay, so Get Hard. Will Ferrell, Craig T. Nelson. All right, let's go ahead and say this is going to be a cop action movie.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have is we have Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start off with him. Can you give me the fourth person again?
T.I.
Oh, perfect. There you go. So you got Kevin Hart and T.I., okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they are on the underside. They're informants, and they're working together. This is a straight-up, mostly action. It's got some laughs, sure, but it's like a drama action.
So the Johnny Depp and whoever else it was that I can't remember from 21 Jump Street?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. So you got Kevin Hart and T.I., and they are informants, undercover-type guys, that are working within an up-and-coming new gang, okay?
Okay.
So they're working within it. Who they report to, their bosses, Will Ferrell and Craig T. Nelson,
mm-hmm.
okay? They're kind of higher up in the department. They're detectives, and they're working with them to help bring down this gang. Now, the gang, I don't know what their name is. We'll just say Bloods, Crips, Norteños, whatever you want to call them, right?
Zetas.
Name of the gang. Sure, Zetas. What name of the gang doesn't matter. But their motto, whenever they fucking bump fists and shit, they say, get hard. That's their thing. That's what they say. That's how you know. Right? Don't laugh. That's what you say. Get hot. It's like, get yours. It's like, get up. You know? It's like, straight out of Compton, that whole thing. You know? I know how gangs work, Alex.
You're too white.
How dare you? They say, get hard. They bump fists and shit, right? Okay. I know Coen Brothers haven't done a lot of cop films, but I think this is a good way for...
Coen Brother.
Yeah, I think this is a good way for Ethan Coen to dip his toenail in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, they say, get hard. Kevin Hart and Ty, they get made. Yeah, they get made.
They get fingered.
They get fingered. That's it. And not in the way you want. And the gang realizes, fuck, these guys are fucking cops. So they take them. And they say, hey, you want your boys back? Well, you got to fucking get hard. That's what they say. And Will Ferrell and Craig T. Nelson, they got to go in there, guns a-blazing. See, here's the thing. Craig T. Nelson, I think he's on the same path that, like, what's his name? Batman, the original Batman. Why am I blanking on who the original Batman is?
Mr. Mom?
Yeah. God, I can vision him. Why can't I remember his name? Because it's the fucking time right now. Anyways,
exactly. When same, you want to think of it,
yeah,
you can't.
Same path as him, where he's kind of like, he's coming back as like a joke in and of himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so they come out and they come in guns a-blazing. They get hard, Alex. They get so fucking hard that they go in there. They bump fists. They get the boys back and that's it.
I'm surprised we made it through all of that without one penis joke. You want me to tell you how wrong you are?
Yeah, okay. No, I know I'm not right. I couldn't come up with a good one.
When millionaire hedge fund manager James, Will Ferrell, is nailed for fraud and bound for a stretch in San Quentin, the judge gives him 30 days to get his affairs in order. Desperate, he turns to Darnell, Kevin Hart, to prep him for a life behind bars.
Oh!
But
he's got to get hard.
Yep. But despite James's one percenter assumptions, Darnell is a hardworking small business owner who has never received a parking ticket, let alone been to prison. Together, the two men must do whatever it takes for James to get hard, and in the process, discover how wrong they were about a lot of things, including each other.
Actually, sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I think Will Ferrell is doing something brilliant. He's tricking us all into learning shit and becoming better people.
Yeah. I think that he's just entertaining.
That too. But he does all these stupid comedies with heartwarming things in them.
There you go. All right, you ready for number two?
All right, hit me up.
Excuse me. Okay, this is called Spectral.
Spectral.
It's due out in August of 2016. It has nobody who you would ever hear.
Okay. Can you just run through them real quick?
Sure. It is directed by Nick Matthau.
I've heard the name.
The cast is Max Martini.
Okay.
James Badge Dale.
Okay.
Corey Hartnett. Yeah.
It's like Josh's little brother.
I don't know. Yeah. And Emily Mortimer.
Hmm. Okay.
Once again, this is a year and a half out, so it's not super set in stone, and the storyline is only one line. So I'll give you that.
Okay.
But make the movie out of it, Alex.
All right. So the one line is the pitch. But the movie... All right. Let me see if I can just come up with the one line first. The one line is that... ghosts are all around us. And you can only see them if you can see the spectral.
Okay.
See inside the spectral. Sorry, mm-hmm. I just worded that.
Gotcha.
Basically, it's people...
So far, if you're pitching this to me, I'm on board. Tell me more.
Sweet. So, we open with our young protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
He is a young, disenfranchised teen. He's into that goth stuff a couple years ago, but he's still holding on to it. He takes too much acid one day, because goths don't do that. He takes too much acid one day, and it opens up another portion of his brain, allowing him to see... into the spectral.
Oh shit, he can see the spectral without any kind of technology?
He can.
Oh,
because he modified his brain through drugs.
Nice.
And now every time that he gets a hilarious head injury, he sees into the spectral and sees all the ghosts around him, and he befriends one.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually learning how to, without brain trauma, open up his eyes to see the spectral. And he gets embroiled in a whole case, a whole afterlife of sending spirits on to their final destination, their resting point, to give them solace, if you will.
This is some fucking Frightener shit up in here.
I never saw Frightener.
It's Michael J. Fox. This is some Paranorman shit up in here.
I didn't watch Paranorman.
That's a good movie. You should watch it.
I should watch
it. Moving on.
So eventually, he has to say goodbye to his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because her thing that was holding her back.
Her
thing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
Love interest with the ghost.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Moving
Much
on.
Much like Warm Bodies.
Never saw it.
Neither did I.
Thank God.
I heard it wasn't too bad.
Fucking Twilight with zombies. Moving on.
Yeah. So her final wish that thing that would allow her to rest in peace would be to have one true love. Mm-hmm. Turns out he's her one true love, and they have to tearfully depart
each other. Oh, man.
But that's fortunately, since he's a goth and he wishes for death anyway, that...
he knows they're going to meet up.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Okay. And then he just goes throughout life helping ghosts. That's kind of how we leave it, at the tearful goodbye and the knowledge that he's going to see her again eventually.
All right, well, this is an action movie.
So I was right.
Not quite. This is an action supernatural movie, much like Ghostbusters from the explanation. A special ops group forms to bring down evil ghosts that have taken over Manhattan. So ghosts have overrun Manhattan, and this special ops team comes in to take them out.
So kind of like RIPD.
Yeah, without the Men in Black knockoff. Still, yours was good. And okay. Honestly, I think yours is more interesting. I'm for it.
I think mine could make some money.
I like the love aspect of it.
Plus, you could get all the teeny boppers in.
There you go.
Is teeny bopper still a term?
Totally. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. All right. Chris, I'm going to give you a choice here. Do you want a kid's movie or do you want a more adult movie?
I shouldn't know which one's which, so how about if you pick it out and just have me go? Because I shouldn't know what genre it is to begin with.
Okay. Well, then we'll go with this one. Black Hat. Universal Legendary.
Write that down. Black Hat.
Mm-hmm. Starring Viola Davis.
Okay.
Tang Wei. Chris Hemsworth. And Wang Leehorn.
Hold on. Tang Li and Wang Leehorn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's two Asians in this movie.
Wei is Wei-I-E. Or Wei-I-E-I.
Okay, that's an Asian. I think. And what's the first person's name?
Viola Davis.
Is that a chick? It mm-hmm. is. Yeah, I've heard of her.
V-I-O-L-A.
Yeah, Viola Davis.
Yep. It's got Thor, man.
Chris Hemsworth. Okay.
This is coming out early 2015.
Okay, I got this.
Go for it.
Okay, I got this. You ready?
Yep.
This is an East meets West Western film.
Ooh.
The term black hat, primarily used to show bad guys in classic Westerns.
White hats and the black hats.
White hats and the black hats. So, we have Viola Davis and Chris Hemsworth. They are a pair of bad guys. They're black hats.
Ooh.
What they are is they ride in town to town. We'll give them a name like Six Finger Louie or something like that, you know, or, you know, whatever. Oh, no, he's part of the whatever bandit gang.
They're the pre-automobile Bonnie and Clyde.
There you go, yeah. So, but... He owns a gang, even though it's just him and her, right? So mm-hmm. they have this name. They ride into town. They rob banks. They take stuff from people. Everybody's scared of them because they're both quick with a six-shooter, Alex.
Yeah.
They're both quick with a six-shooter.
And have a hidden scatter gun.
That's it. And you don't want to fuck with them. But we're going to go true-to-form Western, not like crazy steampunk Western like Lone Ranger or something.
Do you want an X?
Yeah, nothing like that. So the thing is he's the fastest gunslinger in the West. And she happens to be like the... a sexy girl with him.
Right? Saloon gal.
That's it. But she's also just as good as he is. They wreak havoc town to town. Then they come across a chain gang, or what is the equivalent of a chain gang back in the day, mm-hmm. which is just a shit ton of Asians working on the railroad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at each other.
Oh, wait, I get it. Chang.
I said chain, but
oh,
sure.
Oh, sorry.
There's a chink in that chain, Alex. So,
that's racist, just like Meet the Fockers.
That's it. So, they walk up and they, you know, they're like, give me all your money. And they realize these guys are essentially slaves. And they're like, oh, well, I don't jive with that slave shit. So they fucking boom, boom, boom. They take out the guys, right? They take out the guys who are making them work on
this. The railroad foreman.
Yeah, the railroad foreman. And all the Asians, they scatter. It's like a Chinese fire drill. I'm proud of that. It's like a Chinese fire drill up in here. They all go their separate ways, right? And the only two that are left standing are these two Asian guys that you told me. What are their names?
That was, what were they? Tang Wei and Wang Leehorn.
Okay, Tang Wei and Wang Leehorn.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is two Asian guys that are left standing, right?
Specifically Chinese.
Chinese, there you go. And they're like, they look it up and they speak broken English, like Jackie Chan and Shanghai Noon. And they're like, take us with you. And Chris Hemsworth is like, no, you don't understand. Like, I understand we just killed the railroad foreman who's keeping you slaves, but we're the bad guys. And they look at him and they go, we are too.
Oh.
And then he goes, oh shit, you know, put him on the back of the horses and they're talking back and forth. It's like, well, what have you done? It's like, oh, well, back when we were still in China, we were a part of this the gang called the Forax Gang or whatever, you know. We were part of a gang over there, and we came over here looking for a piece of the prize, and we ended up with this. And but yeah, we've done our fair share of kidnapping and all that stuff. So then they start to work as a gang together, two Asians along with them.
May I interject?
They start to, hold on, they start to wreak havoc across the West. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that the two Chinese guys had to flee China because they set foot in the Forbidden City without leave.
Love it. We'll go with that. There you go.
So they're being hunted.
That's it. So then, there's no redeeming quality to these characters. The movie goes through, and they don't redeem themselves. As a matter of fact, they find a big score, they get the big score, and then they ride off into the sunset, and that's the end of it. Still bad guys.
Okay.
So that's Black Hat.
Okay. You're about 200 years behind.
Okay, so it doesn't take place in the Wild West.
Not at all. No, okay. No. By the way, Chris Hemsworth, listed as sexiest man alive, apparently.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen his traps?
No.
Yeah.
That would be gay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Great cheese on that shit.
The plot summary is, set within the world of global cybercrime, Legendary's Black Hat follows the furlonged convict and his American and Chinese partners as they hunt a high-level cybercrime network from Chicago to Los Angeles to Hong Kong to Jakarta.
So I got the Asian guys right. They are Asian.
Well, there are a couple in there.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, Hong Kong. I chalked that up as a win.
Couldn't tell that by their names.
Is that three for me? Two for you?
Yeah, I think that's three for each, isn't it?
No, I've only done two.
Huh?
One more and then we'll be done, Alex.
That's right, you only have done two. Fire away, Chris. Not Hemsworth.
Okay. This is called Don't Mess with Texas. It's due out May 8th, 2015.
I'm going to piss off all our Texan...
all our no Texas... Yeah, okay. Got it written down?
Mm-hmm.
It is directed by Anne Fletcher.
Don't know who that is.
Me neither. It is starring Reese Witherspoon.
She's in another one that just came out called Wild.
Didn't do too well. I've heard good things, though.
Yeah.
And Sofia Vergara.
Oh. Oh, God.
Those are the only two people listed. Reese Witherspoon, Sofia Vergara, Don't Mess with Texas.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a lot of dead air here, Alex. Come on.
I know. I'm just deciding, how do I want to go with this? Because there are a lot of different ways you could play this.
I'm going to say that they're lesbian lovers, and there's full frontal nudity, and we get to watch an hour and a half of them having sex.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
Isn't Game of Thrones.
At the end, they look at each other and yell, "Don't mess with Texas," hence the line. But that's the only dialogue in the whole movie. I'm fine with this.
I'm going to go a little bit more, who was it? Was it the Dixie Chicks in that one song? Anyway, I'm going to go with this. Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon are longtime friends.
Okay.
They grew apart after high school and college and had their own lives.
I'm with you.
But Reese Witherspoon, her husband, asshole, beats her.
Oh, are you trying to do the goodbye Earl song?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So Chris knows where I'm going with this. So Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon get together. They decide that, we'll call him Burl, that Burl has to die.
Burl?
Yep.
Burl is the nickname for me and the guy who was on a podcast a while ago, Ben Earls.
Yep.
He did top five war movies with us. We used to hang out in military, so people started calling us Burls. So, congratulations.
You're welcome.
Moving on.
So, you both have to die. I'm sorry.
That's it. Fine. Okay, his name is Burl.
So, the whole movie...
Milton.
...is based upon them preparing to, then killing this guy justifiably, and then nobody caring. They don't even get chased.
So it's based in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your whole thing?
Yeah, I could have gone the other route of Sofia Vergara being the maid who steals from Reese Witherspoon and she chases her down forever. Kind of like Les Mis style. But, you know what? I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go with their good friends and they decide to enter into a murder pact to kill Burl.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon's husband.
Okay. Reese Witherspoon plays a police officer trying to protect a drug boss's widow, played by Sofia Vergara, as they race through Texas, pursued by crooked cops and gunmen.
That was kind of close.
Not really. No, not much at all. But yours, if you would elaborate on it more, I think would have been interesting. Yeah. But you kind of went with the Dixie Chicks thing.
I did, but you know, I didn't want to say that I didn't want to go the whole route of border jumping and stealing maids and all that stuff. Because it's too easy.
It is.
Plus, I like that song.
Speaking of border jumping, did you ever see Get the Gringo?
Yes.
Get the Gringo.
That was a good movie.
Watch Get the Gringo. Yeah. Take anything away from this bonus episode. Watch Get the Gringo.
That was a good movie.
Great movie. All right. Did you have fun?
I did.
We should do this more often.
I agree.
It's a short little half an hour podcast. Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. So that was Pop Culture Point Counterpoint.
Again. This is.
Yeah. So if you want to email us, popculturepointcounterpoint@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. You can like us, give us the thumbs up there, or Twitter, @PopCulturePoint. You can talk to Alex directly on that. He manages our Twitter.
Yep, and I'm sorry about the file size of our episodes. I have no control over that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard such things. Since I do that, I am now going to, when I export it, I'm going to make it smaller, easier to download. Thank you to the people who emailed and informed us that they were very large, therefore difficult to download.
Specifically at Not an Actress.
There you go. So, for Chris Bowser, that's me, and for Alex Boyer...
That's me. Make sure to check out our blog, too, if you want to see what we used to do.
You want to throw that in every single time, don't you?
Yeah.
You want to talk about this fucking blog that we don't run anymore?
Yep.
It's a nice running joke.
Thank you. It has legs. That's why it is running.
All right. I lost track of where I was.
We were going to do the end, yeah, as always.
For Chris Bowser, that's me. And for Alex Boyer,
that's a me.
Thank you for listening. And as always, gentlemen, we can't fight in here. This is a war room.